Do you tell your team what to do, or do you ask them questions to get them to take greater ownership? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today we're going to look at the power of asking instead of telling. Now, the power of asking questions is quite profound. In fact, if I asked you, who's the best leader you ever worked for and what made them so awesome? What's already happening in your mind is you're thinking about one of the best leaders you've had. So the person who asks the questions really causes the other person who's being asked those questions to think about something. Now, in the same way, when you're dispensing answers to your team and telling them what to do, their brain really isn't engaging as it would if you asked them, hey, what do you think we should do to solve this problem? Or what do you think we should do to get things back on track? And even just asking the question starts to get their brain working, which means they're going to be more engaged and involved in delivering the solution. So I've got a few tips to help you ask more questions instead of telling people. Tip number one is ask them about solutions to problems. Like I said earlier, if you have a problem that you're facing on the shop floor, instead of you just telling them, well, here's what we have to do to fix it and get back on track, why not test the judgment of the team by asking them questions like, hey, what do you guys think might work? Or what's one thing we could try? And that way you'll do two things. You might solve the problem using their solution, which means they're way more committed. Or you might find that, no, they don't really understand, and this is an opportunity for me to train and coach them. Tip number two, explain their thinking to build judgment and wisdom. So in those cases, when you ask them a question and then the answer that you get back you know is not viable or won't work, you should ask them to explain some of the reasons why they were suggesting that, because that can help you understand their thinking process. And as you know, when you can teach people how to think a little bit differently, you can probably get them to build their knowledge and capabilities over time. So have them explain some of their thinking, and it forces them to be able to justify some of what they might suggest to you. Tip number three is priorities. Now, priorities are important because when a team is faced with a bunch of potential issues or problems or goals, you may actually ask the team, guys, we have to get these three jobs done. What do you think is the best sequence in order for us to deliver all of them by the end of the shift? And just by giving them a sense of control in what the priorities should be will actually cause them to have a greater sense of ownership and accountability. But also, as you get your team to become more of your partner in running the department, you're going to find that the job of the supervisor doesn't have to be as stressful as you thought it should be. So asking and not telling is a key supervisory skill. Now, once you've figured out that little tidbit, you might decide, hey, I got to work on some of my other leadership attributes and capabilities. And of course, that's where we come in through our frontline leadership training program. Whether you have us on site in person, or you simply take part in our sessions that we run from our beautiful virtual training studio, we can help you build the skills that you need over time to create a workplace that is totally awesome and incredible, that employees want to come to work for and want to stay working for. So it builds retention. Now, you also can access some of our resources or start a conversation with us on our website at uniquedevelopment.com, or connect on one of the many social media platforms that we're very active in. And no matter what it takes to help you become the leader that your team needs you to be, we are here to be your trusted partner.
Hey, thanks, guys. You're doing a great job as always. Hey, I'm Greg Schenkel from Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and you saw a little bit of our Hollywood magic back there where we've taken our back storage room and made it look like a factory floor. And I wanted to show you our virtual training studio, because this isn't your typical Zoom-delivered training with an instructor fumbling over sharing their screen. So let me show you our training studio, give you a behind-the-scenes tour. So the first stop is actually our second studio. This is the studio that we use when our main studio is in production, because we actually have enough demand where people will hire us to do two sessions at the same time. So in here, what you'll notice is we've got multi-high-definition cameras, state-of-the-art sound system, so that the look and feel from your desktop and your participant's desktop will be amazing and highly engaging. Now, next to this studio, we've actually set up a supervisor's office, a simulated supervisor's office. And what we're doing is we're hiring actors so that they can come in and reenact actual situations where there might be interactions between a supervisor or a frontline leader and one of the employees. And of course, we'll have them do it the wrong way, partly for humor, and also the right way, so that your team can see all the things that we're teaching them demonstrated in real life scenarios and situations. And of course, through special effects, we'll be able to simulate the look of a warehouse or a factory in the background. Now, as we come down to our main studio here, I just want to stop at the production desk and show you how normally we have a two-person crew. Sometimes one of the people works remotely, but one person's station focuses on producing the Zoom event itself. So that's dealing with the participants, spotlighting, doing the polling through Zoom and breakout sessions, all done from this machine. We also use external polling software and our video switcher because we do have multi-camera inputs and different visual elements so that we bring all that together here at the main video console. Now I'm going to go to where the instructors actually make the magic happen here in front of the camera. And you'll notice that for us to see your team, we have a very large monitor here where we can keep tabs on your group and make sure they're interacting. We often call them out by name, so there's no like pausing to do all your emails while you're in a training session with us. And of course, we have high definition sound, multi high definition cameras. So in the end, this training is virtually, as engaging as if we were there in person. We've created all the elements you need, and this is the perfect way of delivering training in shorter increments to people that may be spread out in multiple locations. So if that's something that we can help you with, be sure to connect with us through our website at uniquedevelopment.com. We look forward to being your partners in leadership development.